Hello, dear sisters. Welcome back to our study in Christian womanhood. Now, in our previous time together, we learned what it means to offer our bodies as living and holy sacrifices, as Paul has urged us to do in Romans 12:1. Well, since that time, the Lord has really shown me that there is so much more for us to learn in understanding this and in understanding His will and His ways on our lives. So as we come before the Lord, let us thank Him for bringing us back to His Word so quickly. Lord Jesus, we do thank You that You have brought us back to Your Word to understand what it means to offer our bodies as living and holy sacrifices. Lord, we ask that You would do a refining work in our hearts today, and that You would show us in Your Word, Your will and Your ways on our lives. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. So in our previous time together, we learned that Paul urges us by the mercies of God to offer our bodies as living and holy sacrifices, acceptable to God, for this is our spiritual service of worship. Well, let's look at what Paul said. He said, by the mercies of God. Do you know the mercies of God, one who has been saved? The mercy of God that He would send His Son to come and die on a cross and to call us to Him, to repent and believe, and then to die and take the wrath that we deserve, so that we can be saved and be washed clean of our sins, made new in Christ, and been given a new identity, and that we are covered now in His righteousness. Our old self is gone, and we are now living as new creations in Him. This is His mercy and His grace. And by His great mercies and grace, we respond by offering our bodies as living and holy sacrifices. Well, let's remember what Jesus told us in Luke 9:23, where He told us, whoever wants to be My disciple must deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow Me. So Jesus is literally telling us that we need to die to self and then to pick up our cross daily and follow Him. Well, as we do this, let us now take a look at 1 Corinthians 6:19, where the Word tells us, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Literally, Jesus has laid down His life and has purchased us. We are now owned by Him. We are no longer living for ourselves, but we are living for His glory. And in our time together previously, we also learned that in our old selves, we were producing fruits of death. But now, as we walk in the Holy Spirit, which here in 1 Corinthians 6:19, we are told that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, and that this Holy Spirit will bear fruit in us. And so how do we walk in the Spirit and bear fruit of the Spirit? Well, Jesus gives us this answer in John 15:5, where He tells us, abide in Me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. We literally do not bear fruit of our own. But when we walk in the Spirit, this is the natural outcome in our lives, that we will produce fruit of the Spirit. We will bear fruit of the Spirit. He continues to tell us, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Well, we understand now, if we abide in Christ, we will bear much fruit, because that fruit will be produced naturally out of us. So, what is this fruit of the Spirit? Well, it is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, as Galatians 5:22 tells us in the Word. And think about this. As we abide in Christ, we are trusting in Him fully. We are remaining in Him. We are remaining in full communication with our Lord, which means we are in constant prayer to Him, asking Him to show us and lead us and to give us the strength to walk every day, so that He can use us for His glory. In fact, we are no longer living for ourselves, but we are living for Him. He tells us, if you remember in Romans 12:2, that we are to no longer be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We are to take every thought captive before it turns into an action of sin. And as we abide in Christ, then the Holy Spirit who resides in us bears much fruit. This fruit, which is love, this love leads us to a sacrificial service. If you remember, the Lord has changed our hearts from hearts of stone to hearts of flesh. In fact, we now have the ability to love the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love others with a true Christ-like love. We have joy. In fact, Jesus tells us, if we abide in Him, our joy may be made full. It is a gift from God, and we delight in knowing God. We have peace, which is an inner calm, a peace even when we're in the storms of life, because we know that we've been reconciled with our God. We have patience, the ability to enjoy, the ability to endure injury from others, insults, and to accept irritating or painful situations. Kindness, the ability to treat others gently, just as the Lord treats us. In fact, the Lord has much patience and kindness to us. We are to exemplify goodness, moral and spiritual excellence, and faithfulness. We are to have full loyalty and trustworthiness with our Lord and then to others. Gentleness. We are to be humble, just like our Lord Jesus was so humble, even to the point of death. And to have gentle attitudes, even when we are offended by others. And then self-control, restraint from passions and desires of our flesh that would lead to sin. But as we abide in Christ, keeping our full heart and mind on the Lord, then we will be able to have that ability of self-control. He will do it in us. Because with this love in our hearts, if we're loving our Lord and we're loving Him first with our entire being, then we won't be trying to be conformed to this world or to our own fleshly desires, but we will be able to have self-control. And then as we walk as living in holy sacrifices, we reveal the grace of God and His righteousness to the rest of the world through our lives. In fact, He is using us all for His glory to reveal the light of Christ to others. So, sisters, as we come before the Lord, as we close, let us thank Him so much that He has saved us, that He has put His Spirit in us to live as living in holy sacrifices to the Lord, so that He can use us to be the light of Christ to others. Lord Jesus, we thank You so much that You have shown this great love and mercy to us, Lord. Help us to respond by offering our bodies as living and holy sacrifices, that we won't just come to play church, to just listen to a sermon and to listen to worship songs, but that we come to Christ to offer our entire selves and to worship You completely with our lives, all for Your glory and grace. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.